Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
晚上根据圣经一起来查考，当耶稣被质疑的时候。
And tonight, with the Bible, we will study the topic when Jesus was doubted.
看过一则电视广告。
And I saw an ad on the TV.
它有一句口号。
And there is a saying, a slogan.
科技来自人性。
And it says that technology comes from mankind.
又看了一本书。
And I read a book.
他又讲了一句话。
And they also had a saying in it.
科技始终在改变人性。
And it says that technology is changing man.
同样谈科技。
And both of them are talking about technology.
是不两个不同的一个观念。
But both have a different understanding about it.
这是世上的事。
And this is earthly things.
广告它为了赚钱。
Because the ads want to make money.
它告诉我们它所出的产品跟我们的人性是息息相关的。
So they tell us that the products that they have is very similar to us.
但是另外一个人就不一样的看法。
But a different person has a different perspective.
他说今天我们的人性不断地被科技在改变。
And it says that today our human nature is changed every day by technology.
间接的说明科技是很可怕的。
And so it goes on to say that technology is a very scary thing.
因为它直接改变我们的人性。
Because it is changing the very essence of man.
它举例说明。
And so they gave an example.
以前歌星在录音的时候。
There was a singer who was in the recording studio.
那个时候科技没有那么发达。
And at that time, technology was not as advanced.
所以你唱出来的声音是沙哑的声音。
And so the voice was very sassy, raspy.
录音出来的就是那个声音。
And so the voice that was recorded was that voice.
但是现在录音可以分轨，分轨道哈，音效分轨道。
But now you can have different kinds of voices.
就好像我们教会四部合唱，教会的诗班四部合唱。
Just like the four parts in the church choir.
一部它有一个音轨。
One voice has one part.
录音好了。
And once you are done recording.
他们所谓的后制作，就是在。做一个修饰、
You can edit the sound that you record.
唱得不好听的可以稍微修一下。
So if you do not sing very well, then you can edit this.
这个叫做科技。
And so this is technology.
这个就是拜科技所赐哈。这就是科技产生出来的一个效果。
And so this is the effect of technology.
其实那个人没有唱得那么好。
And even though the singer does not sing very well,
也没有唱得那么特别。
And their voice is not very special.
但是后制作可以把它做得不一样。
But when you edit, this can lead to a different effect.
所以科技在改变人性。
So technology is changing men.
这是世上的事。
And this is earthly things.
改不改跟我们没有什么关系。
Whether or not it changes has nothing to do with this.
但是同样这种观念。
But likewise, this kind of understanding.
同样在谈科技。
When we are talking about the same thing, technology.
有人这么定义，有人是那么样的解释。
Some people have this kind of understanding, and other people have a different type of understanding.
差别是完全不一样。
And the difference is it is completely different.
这个就有得争执哈。
And so this is something that we could talk about.
所以有时候。
So sometimes.
我们在聊天。
When we are having a conversation,
讲到同一个人,
we are talking about the same person,
说到同一件事,
and we are talking about the same thing,
因为看法不同,
but your perspective may differ.
好朋友就在一夜之间变成仇敌,
and so in one night, good friends become enemies,
因为双方会辩论,
because both sides may have a debate,
最后是不欢而散,
and in the end, they depart and they are not happy.
这种情景我们是不是常遇到呢?
And so do you encounter this type of situation very often?
所以主耶稣在世的时候,
So when Jesus was on the earth,
他还是要面对这种被怀疑的时候。
There were many times when he had to face times when he was doubted.
当我们被怀疑的时候
，When we are doubted,
我们的态度是如何
？What is our attitude?
辩驳，就是反驳。
Do we go against them and dispute?
解释
，Or do we explain ourselves?
一笑置之
，Or do we just smile?
不理他。
Or do we just ignore them?
每个人的反应是不一样的。
Everyone has a different type of reaction.
但是从这个反应的不同
，But from their different reactions,
就要看一个人的灵修功夫。
We can see their spirituality.
我们请看路加福音第二章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 2.
四十八节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 48.
路加福音第二章四十八节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 48.
他父母看见就很稀奇，他母亲对他说：“我儿，为什么像我们这样行呢？看来你父亲让我伤心来找你，找你。”主耶稣十二岁上耶路撒冷守节。
And so when Jesus was 12 years old, he went to Jerusalem to keep the feast.
四十六节这么说明。
And in verse 46, it says this.
主耶稣父母是在圣殿里面找到耶稣。
That the parents of Jesus found him in the temple.
而且当下主耶稣是在跟教师一边问一边听。
And at that time, Jesus was sitting among the teachers and he was listening and asking them questions.
犹太人是十二岁到十八岁称为律法之子。
And the Jewish people, between the ages of 12 and 18 is when they learned the law.
所以他们开始学律法。
So that is when they begin to learn the law.
他们开始守节。
And that is when they start keeping the festivals.
所以说十二岁就成为律法之子。
And so when Jesus was 12, he was became very knowledgeable in the law.
他跟一般的小朋友一样。
And so he was just like the other children.
从大老远的拿撒勒来到耶路撒冷守节。
He traveled far from Nazareth to keep the feast.
因为耶稣平常有在读经。
Because Jesus read the Bible on a daily basis.
其实他也有很多的疑问。
So he had many questions.
所以借着这个守节期间找老师问一问。
So he took hold of this opportunity during the feast to ask the teachers.
听一听老师怎么解释。
And he wanted to listen to the explanation of the teachers.
所以主耶稣在道理上的追求是看得到的长进。
And so we can see the growth andin the pursuit of the faith of Jesus.
这跟我们今天在查考真理。
And it is like us today when we are studying the truth.
是不是一样的？
Are we like him?
这是给我们做一个很好的一个参考。
And this is something that we could think about.
读经听道。
When we read the Bible and we listen to the sermons.
谈论讨论。
And when we have a conversation and dispute,
这是很重要的一个过程。
This is a very important process.
我们追求真理是这样的方法吗？
When we pursue after the truth, is it in this way?
刚才那个过程缺一不可。
And we cannot lack one of the steps that we just mentioned.
所以主耶稣从小他就是着重道理上的追求。
And so Jesus, from a very young age, he pursued the truth.
今天你的孩子很用心的在追求道理。
And today your children may pursue the truth.
只因为他的方式造成你的困扰。
But if the method becomes something that is troublesome to you,
请问我们还有好心情鼓励他吗？
Then do we have a very good attitude and mood to encourage them?
为什么主耶稣的父母会责备他？
And so why did the parents of Jesus rebuke him?
我儿为什么像我们这样行呢？
And why did they react this way?
看哪，你父亲和我伤心来找你。
And they said, look, your father and I are looking for you anxiously.
如果以一般的家长来说，
And so normal parents,
虽然我们来回浪费了三天的时间，
although in their travel they wasted 3 days,
心情相当的着急，
and they were very anxious.
就像玛利亚说的，我很伤心呢。
And just like Mary, she said that she was very sad.
一个十二岁的小孩子第一次出远门就失踪了，
Because a 12-year-old child, the first time he left home, he went missing. And so his mother must be very scared.
我们当父母的可以体会当时玛利亚跟约瑟的那种心境。
As parents, we can understand the kind of attitude that Mary and Joseph had.
孩子不见了。
Because their child was missing.
哎，如果我们今天大概会想到，是不是诈骗集团被诈骗集团掳走了？
And today we might think that they would kidnap.
但是当时他们会认为是被野兽吃掉了。
But at that time back then, they probably thought that a wild beast had eaten him.
所以看到啊，发现孩子不见，他是很着急的事。
And so when they realized that their child was missing, this was a very anxious thing.
没有想到是在圣殿找到的。
But they didn't think that they would find him in the temple.
如果以一般家长来讲
，So from the perspective of normal parents,
应该松了一口气。
You would have a sigh of relief.
应该会从着急马上急转直下变成鼓励孩子的话。
And so you would be very anxious and you would turn this around and encourage your child.
玛利亚跟约瑟不是这种状态。
But Mary and Joseph are not like this.
你为什么做这种事让我们父母那么着急？
And they asked him, why have you treated us like this?
如果你是12岁的孩耶稣。
And if you were the 12-year-old Jesus.
遇到你所敬爱的父母在你表现最好的时候跟你责备。
If your parents rebuked you when you were doing your best,
我们用什么态度回应？
What kind of attitude would you use to react to them?
反驳。
Would you go against them?
愤怒。
Or would you be angry?
一笑置之。
Or would you just smile?
说明。
Or would you explain yourself?
所以说用什么方式呢？
How did Jesus react?
说明。
He explained himself.
岂不知我应当以父的事为念吗？
And he said, "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?"
表示主耶稣真的在查考真理啊。
That means that Jesus truly was reading the truth.
主耶稣查考的真理是永生之道。
And he was studying the truth that was eternal life.
不是一般的圣经常识。
And it is not the regular Bible.
所以他马上落实他的。在真理上落实
and so,
就是遵行真理
and so he was keeping the truth.
他真的在查考真理
and he was truly studying the truth.
所以他跟父母说明
and so he explained himself to his parents.
如果以一般的家长来说
and so from the perspective of normal parents,
对所有的人来说
and from the perspective of most of us,
主耶稣怎么降生或许大家不知道
Maybe people did not know how Jesus was born.
对玛利亚跟约瑟来讲是记忆犹新。
But for Mary and Joseph, they could remember this.
13年前发生什么事呢？
They could remember what happened 13 years ago.
天使怎么告诉约瑟的？
And how the angel told Joseph.
只管娶过你的妻子来，不要怕。
Come and get your wife. Do not be afraid.
虽然她怀孕了。
Even though she is pregnant.
但是你要把她娶过来。
But you must marry her.
约瑟遵命。
And Joseph obeyed.
那天使又怎么告诉玛利亚？
And what did the angel say to Mary?
玛利亚又怎么回应？
And how did Mary reply?
她说我愿意啊。
She said, I am willing.
愿意照着主的指示啊。
I'm willing to follow the instruction of God.
顺服神的一个安排啊。
I'm willing to submit to God's will.
经过了13年。
And after 13 years.
难道他们忘记了吗？
Did they forget this?
你这个孩子不是一般的孩子。
This child is not a regular child.
虽然他不是超人。
And even though he is not a super being.
但是也不是普通人啊。
But it is not a normal person either.
他是天上真神道成肉身来的。
And he is God who manifested himself in the flesh and came to earth.
他们应该很清楚。
And they should be very clear about this.
因为当初天使就跟约瑟说了。
By the time the angel told Joseph.
这个孩子出生要叫名字要叫耶稣。
That when this child was born, his name will be Jesus.
就是救主，就是弥赛亚。
That is the Savior, the Messiah.
所以他来的就是要来救世人。
Because he is coming to save mankind.
讲得很清楚啊。
And he spoke this very clearly.
那主耶稣来世上，难道就什么都不用准备吗？
And does this mean that Jesus did not have to prepare anything when he came to this earth?
他是在装备自己。
He was equipping himself.
为神所用。
To be used by God.
很清楚他的使命。
And it is, he had a very clear understanding of his commission.
照理来讲，约瑟跟玛利亚应该放鞭炮庆祝一下。
And we should think that Joseph and Mary would be celebrating.
可是这一对父母不是这种反应。
But the parents did not react this way.
重点是主耶稣的反应。
The main point is the reaction of Jesus.
这是给我们一个一个启示。
And this is a revelation.
当我表现最好的时候。
When I'm doing my best.
当我帮助别人的时候。
When I'm helping others.
人家还批评我。
And people come and they rebuke me.
在这个情况之下。
When they come and critique me under this circumstance.
很多现象就出现了。
Many situations can occur.
有些人就从此就不再做善事了。
And some people may never do good again.
有些人就从此不再对那个人好了。
Some people may never be good towards others.
到底发生什么事？
And so what happened?
只因为我表现最好的时候，你骂我，你误会我，你侮辱我。
Because when I was doing my best, you critique me, you rebuke me.
所以再来呢？
And so
接着下来呢？
Next?
什么叫道理？什么叫做永生之道？都忘记了。
So you forget about the truth and the message of eternal life.
所以信主几年没有什么用啊。
So it doesn't matter how many years you believed in Christ.
这跟信主几年有关系吗？
Is there a relationship to how many years you have believed in God?
反而是一种侮辱嘛。
But this is a misunderstanding.
所以我们发现十二岁的孩子。
So we can see this 12-year-old child.
遇到被质疑的时候。
When he was
被误会的时候。
When he was misunderstood,
他的反应是这个样子的。
He had this type of reaction.
说明就好了嘛。
And he just explained himself.
因为对方是父母啊。
Because the other side was his parents.
总不能也不能太没有礼貌了。
And so he cannot have bad manners.
说明就好了。
So he explained himself.
所以当我们表现最好的时候。
So when we are doing our best.
被人怀疑的时候。
And we are doubted by others.
我们要知道当下的态度是很重要的。
We need to know that our attitude is very important.
我们再看路加福音第四章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章第三节。
Luke chapter 4 verse 3.
魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。第四节。耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。主耶稣禁食祷告。
And Jesus fasted and prayed.
后来魔鬼来引诱他。
And then the devil came to tempt him.
来试探他。
And he came to tempt him.
第一句话说，你若是神的儿子。
So first thing he said to them is, if you are the son of God.
这种标准答案。
And this is, if we have the correct answer.
用怀疑的口气问他。
And you have you speak to him filled with doubt.
这是魔鬼一贯的伎俩。
And this is the plan of the devil.
当时魔鬼借着蛇来引诱夏娃也是这么说。
And at the time when the devil came to tempt Eve, he said this.
神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
And he said, did God not say that you cannot eat all the trees and all the fruit in the garden?
神真的这么说吗？
And did God say this?
神早就是这么说了。
And God said it before.
你若是神的儿子。
That if you are the son of God.
可以变一些魔术嘛。
Then you can perform some magic.
可以做超人要做的事。
You can do someone a super being can do.
魔鬼意思就是说你做不到吧。
But the devil meant to say that you can't do this.
我明明是神的儿子。
I am the son of God.
你说我是不是？
But you're asking, am I the son of God?
甚至说我看你不是的。
And you're saying that I don't think you are the son of God.
我是说我看你不像的。
Or that you do not appear to be the son of God.
你像传道吗？
Are you like a preacher?
越看越不像的。
When I look at you, I feel like you're not like a preacher.
当我们被质疑的时候。
So when we question.
我们的反应是什么？
What is our reaction?
所以主耶稣说人活着不是单靠食物啊。
Therefore Jesus replied, man does not live on bread alone.
其实魔鬼讲这句话的时候。
When the devil spoke this.
你若是神的儿子。
If you are the son of God.
那是假设性的说法嘞。
That is saying that if you are the son of God.
所以那是一种挑战。
So it is a type of challenge.
那是一种激怒。
And it is to provoke anger in him.
可是我们发现主耶稣有没有被激怒呢？
But we see that Jesus was not angry.
或是不理他呢？
And he did not ignore him.
用很正确的话告回答他。
But he spoke and replied to him using a very correct way.
当主耶稣被怀疑的时候，
When Jesus was doubted,
我们当然知道这是在试探之中。
We know that he was tempted.
但是魔鬼就是在这种情况之下来怀疑他。
But under this type of situation, the devil doubted Jesus.
主耶稣还是很镇定的用神的话告诉他。
But Jesus answered using the word of God.
不会说你怎么可以这么问呢？
He didn't say, how can you ask me this question?
当主耶稣在传福音的时候，
When Jesus was preaching,
又是到格拉森那个地方， 到格拉森那个地方，
Once he came to a place,
有人被鬼附着，
And there was a person who was possessed by the Satan.
他看到主耶稣的时候，
And when he saw Jesus,
里面的魔鬼就这么说了。
And the devil within said,
我与你何干呢？我跟你有什么关系呢？
What relationship do I have with you?
你怎么那么早就来了？
And why did you come so early?
魔鬼不认识耶稣吗？
Does Satan not recognize Jesus?
他比我们更清楚呢。
He knew more clearly than us.
那既然这个样子，这个时候的魔鬼怎么用这种话跟主耶稣讲话呢？
And if this is so, then how come the devil said this to Jesus?
挑战嘛。
He was trying to challenge him.
所以当我们被挑战的时候，
So when we are challenged,
被挑衅的时候， 被激怒的时候，
When people want to provoke anger in us,
我们的反应是什么？
What is our reaction?
那就是重点了。
And that is the main point.
我们在教会里面谈灵修，
And so in the church we talk about spirituality.
因为灵修是进天国的必备条件。
Because this is something that we need to enter heaven.
我们强调受洗，我们强调得圣灵。
And we emphasize water baptism
and receiving
the Holy Spirit. And we emphasize spirituality.
所以主耶稣说嘛，
And so Jesus said,
马太福音七章二十一节，
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 21,
不是称呼主的人都能够进天国。
Not everyone who cries out, Lord, Lord, can enter heaven.
马太福音十二章五十节，
And in Matthew chapter 12 verse 50,
主耶稣也告诉现场的听众这么说。
Jesus told the audience that was listening to him.
当时他的母亲跟他的弟弟来找他。
At that time, his mother and his brother came to find him.
主耶稣指着门徒说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的兄弟？”
And Jesus pointed to his disciples and he said, "Who is my brother? Who is my mother?"
唯独遵行天父旨意的人。
Only the person who keeps the will of God.
就是属基督的人。
Are those who belong to Christ.
就是耶稣的亲属。
And those are the people who belong to Christ.
主耶稣强调什么？
So what did Jesus emphasize?
灵修功夫嘛。
That is to live a spiritual life.
那灵修功夫应该放在我们的日常生活当中。
And this should be put into our daily life.
所以我们今天听了很多道理。
So today we listened to a lot of sermons.
不懂就算了。
And you might not understand it.
因为听不懂嘛。
If you cannot understand it.
那个早讲道的人算账啊。
Then you might go and find the person who's
delivering
the
message.
Because what he says, you cannot understand.
如果听懂,
but if you understand,
那责任是我们的,
then the responsibility is ours.
我听懂,
because I understood.
可是做到了吗?
But did I act it out?
这叫做灵修嘛。
So is this spirituality.
所以我们如果有经验的人,
so if you have the experience,
灵修功夫要付上代价。
There is a price to our spirituality.
所以什么叫做为真理而战？
And so what does it mean to fight for the truth?
灵修是一种征战。
Spirituality is a battle.
所以我们发现主耶稣在世的时候，
So we see that when Jesus was on the earth,
成为人的样式，
And he was in the likeness of man.
他有人的样式，
He looked like man.
只是他没有犯罪，
But he was sinless.
没有犯罪不是与生俱来的。
And he was without sin.
如果是这样，
And if it is like this,
那主耶稣没有什么了不起啊。
Then there is nothing special about Jesus.
因为他是神啊。
But because he is God,
那神本来就不会犯罪啊。
And God does not sin.
可是圣经一直很强调。
But the Bible emphasizes,
耶稣是道成肉身，就是成为人的样式。
That Jesus manifested himself in the flesh.
所以希伯来书才这么说明。
And so in Hebrews it talks about this.
只是他没有犯罪哈。
That he did not have sin.
他跟我们是一样的人。
That he is like us.
可是他没有犯罪。
But he has no sin.
所以他能够体恤我们的软弱。
So he could understand our weaknesses.
这个是很具体的一个说法。
And this is a way of saying it.
就是说明主耶稣多么认多对我们的认识有多么的清楚。
This is a way of explaining or saying how God Jesus can really understand us.
他不只是高高在上的神。
Not only is he the God above.
他更是跟我一起生活的人。
But he is someone who lives with us.
我们要吃喝拉撒睡，主耶稣也要吃喝拉撒睡。
And today we need to eat and drink, and Jesus likewise had to eat and drink.
没有吃饭还是会饿的。
And so because he did not eat, he was still hungry.
所以他没有特别啊。
So he's not special in that way.
所以希伯来书才特别强调，只是他没有犯罪。
And so Hebrews it emphasizes that he does not have sin.
只因为他做好灵修功夫。
But because of his spirituality,
所以他没有犯罪。
He did not sin.
是要强调这个部分。
So I wanted to emphasize this point.
如果我们一下子把他提升为他是神，
and if we say that he is God,
那就不用讲了。
Then we do not need to say.
因为他是神，
because he is God.
我们是人，
and we are man.
那差太多了，不用讲了。
And there is such a big difference that we do not need to say anything.
如果主耶稣是道成肉身的人呢？
But if Jesus manifested himself in the flesh,
那就是跟我们一样了。
Then he is like us.
哦，我们的生活模式是什么，他就是什么呢。
And so how we live is how he lived.
我们会遇到引诱试探，他也会遇到引诱试探。
We face temptations and he also faced temptations.
问题他怎么成功，我们是怎么失败的。
But how did he succeed and how did we fail?
因为我们都体恤软弱嘛。
Because physically we are weak.
我们没有办法。
And we cannot do this.
一句话就打死自己了。
And with one phrase, we might kill ourselves.
因为不想为真理而战，因为不想站在真理上面。
Because we do not want to stand on the truth, we do not want to fight for the truth.
我们会发现我们自己有太多软弱。
So we realize that we have too many weaknesses.
所以当主耶稣被怀疑的时候
，So when Jesus was doubted,
他是很稳定的一个人。
He was someone who was very stable.
完全没有受到影响。
And he was not influenced by this.
只因为他有真理啊。
And it is because he had the truth.
只因为他是站在真理上面。
And he stood on the truth.
愿意为真理付出。
He was willing to pay a price for the truth.
所以他是做好灵修功夫的人。
And so he is one who did good on his spirituality.
所以我们今天晚上先谈这两点。
And so tonight we'll talk about these two points first.
当主耶稣被怀疑的时候，
about when Jesus was doubted.
他的反应是如何？
How he reacted.
那这个就过我们去思考。
And this is something we should think about.
我们遇到主耶稣所遇到的事，
when we encounter what Jesus encountered.
我们的反应又是如何？
What is our reaction?
那就是决定我们灵修的程度。
And this will determine our level of spirituality.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn
446首
446.